Roy Eugene Davis writes in his commentary on this: the easiest way to control and overcome the influences of harmful subconscious inclinations is to nurture feelings of happiness and self-confidence, and to intentionally perform constructive actions. An optimistic mental attitude enables us to be receptive to experiencing ideal outcomes for all situations. Happiness and self-confidence clarify awareness, improve mental abilities and powers of perception, enable functional skills to be used more effectively, and strengthen the body's immune system. Brahmacharya in life. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutra 2.38, it says, when all thoughts and actions are fully conformed to one's aspiration to be self-realized, physical, mental, and spiritual strength is acquired. In his commentary, Roy Eugene Davis notes the following. Brahmacharya, the Sanskrit word used in the original text, is godly conduct. That is recommended for one who aspires to self-realization. When mental powers and vital forces are conserved rather than wasted, gross energies are transmuted into fine essences that strengthen the body's immune system, refine the brain, enliven the nervous system, slow biologic aging processes, and greatly improve powers of perception, intelligence, will, and concentration. Worry, stress, purposeless actions, compulsive behaviors, mental confusion, emotional conflicts, overeating, excessive fasting, addictive behaviors, excessive talking, lack of sleep, poor health habits, and toxic environmental conditions drain vital forces from the body. Use this technique of creative imagination to cultivate and realize the attitudes and behaviors of Brahmacharya.